Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And just your first name?
Muhammad Iqbal.
Muhammad Iqbal. Okay. And you have been here from
1968.
Yeah. And you were a student at the time?
Yeah, at that time I was a student.
And what do you know about the masjid that we are in right now?
When we came here, we were 3-4 students, and we were staying in the motel. And we, in the morning, we were taking the bus to downtown, and then one Pakistani brother, he was sitting in front of us, and he started talking to us that where you're staying. We told them that we're in the motel. So then he brought us to this mosque, and in this mosque, at that time it was Islamic Center, and on the basement they made one big room, and they put some beds there for the musafirs. People come travel, so they can stay there for a few days, mm-hmm. and then after that they can find their place and move. Mm-hmm. So that's the way this mosque has been serving to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided now the community started growing. We should have a bigger place or build the new mosque. So he, and then they bought in Surrey the big mosque with some acreage land. But there was nothing in Vancouver. So we were thinking to buy, but then they said, why don't we build this one? But city won't allow to build a new one. So then we renovate this one from the bottom to top.
So you already had this building.
Yeah.
You were just treating as just an Islamic center, just for Muslim services.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But then you really had no choice.
Yeah. So then we spent about on this one about $500,000.
At that time?
At that time.
In the 60s?
No.
No.
And late, about, I think, 10 years before.
Oh, just in the
2000s? 2000s. Yeah, something.
In the 2000s.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So we, this is a whole new thing now. Everything new, inside, outside. And then we put the name of the masjid, Vancouver Masjid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's called the Vancouver Masjid.
Vancouver.
Now it is properly Vancouver Masjid.
Yes.
That's the only one in the whole Vancouver. The other masjid, that is Masjid al-Haq, but this is Vancouver Masjid. This is the original one.
The first one in...
First one, in whole BC.
In all of BC.
Yes.
And that was originally from 1966.
Yeah.
That it began as an Islamic center.
Islamic center, yeah.
And previously it was a church?
It was a church.
The church.
Yeah, because we were thinking, what happened that some of the brothers, it's a history, you know, that they used to visit their Indian friends, Sikhs. They go to their marriage and things. So they do in their temple, you know,
Gurdwara.
So this just them, you should have your masjid.
Yeah.
So then there was only...
So the Sikh...
Four or five, yeah, they
the
encouraged them because they said we used to live together and we have a masjid there in back home. So the five people, they get together. There was only a few people here.
Mm.
So they think and then they found this church. So they bought it for $12,000.
$12,000, okay.
In that time.
Sure.
So, but they collected $6,000. They need 6,000 more. Then I came.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then we went out of to California, all over places to collect more money.
So you were involved with the fundraising?
Fundraising.
Okay.
So we collected another 6,000, and within 1 year we paid off.
Alhamdulillah. So this is 1968, 69, around
69,
there.
About that time. 68. Around. 68, 69 we paid off.
Okay.
And then after that, to keep on using it, but then we decided we should have a bigger mosque. More people start coming. City won't allow us to increase the size. And these people, they want to buy this property on our right and left because they have all the whole block they have.
Okay.
They want to build the apartments. And they were giving us lots of money at that time. Like the place was worth $200,000, they gave us $600,000. So we can move out. But then some people were willing to do that because they can buy and sell it 10 acre land and build it. But I said that where the people of this town will go, where they're going to pray.
Yes.
So we need the place for the people there here, you know.
Yes.
So I said, we keep this one and we buy another one over there. So they agreed, and alhamdulillah, we built this one, and also we built in Sari too.
You ended up with both?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kept both?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Now there are lots of masajid in Sari.
Yeah.
The population is more over there.
Sure.
But alhamdulillah, this is here, this is all the time.
And
this masjid is here.
You're still here, alhamdulillah.
I'm still close by. All the time I'm around at this masjid.
So this is your neighborhood masjid?
Yeah, this is my neighborhood masjid. Even I go on my job or projects out of town. But I kept my house here. So when I come to this masjid.
Brother, maybe just one or two, just questions to wrap it up. How many Muslims like you might be in the neighborhood who make this their neighborhood masjid? A few families?
There are one brother from Bosnia, and there's 3-4 more brothers. They come regularly here.
Okay.
And
so it's not empty. It's never empty.
No.
It's never empty.
5 times. This is the only one that's open 5 times. After Zohar, we open the lock and keep it open until Isha. And only Isha time we lock it because nobody's here.
Yeah.
And then the Fajr they open it. Yes, and then somebody come make Adhan, alhamdulillah. There's a few people, brother come. Okay? Yeah. So this is always there is somebody.
Always somebody. Yeah. And I imagine Juma is full.
Oh, Juma it is full up and down. Both. Those parts. So, because all people they live downtown are working around.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very good spot for the people they're working around. So they can come and pray.
Yes.
Otherwise, there's no other masjid around there.
So it really lives up to its name.
Its name.
The name Vancouver Masjid.
And other thing was mostly because there will be lots of doctors. Muslim doctors.
Oh, the hospital.
Hospital.
Right.
So they, from Saudis and other countries, they used to come and get their training. I remember most of the time there were 10, 15 doctors were there all the time. And they always come and pray.
So you have a good professional community, professional Jamaat.
Yeah, very good professional. It's always there. And they were very regular for their salah. And they come in the mosque.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the only mosque.
The only one.
Yeah.
And now there are many.
No, there are many, but they are far away. Not around this.
So still, this is the one.
So this is the key masjid, yeah, for the downtown area.
Still.
Yeah. So people from downtown, here, there.
Yeah.
Not right in the downtown, 5 minutes away, but it is very, it's something good. It's
close enough.
Close enough, yeah.
Close enough.
From there, people come from there, from downtown.
Just like I did today.
Yeah. And tomorrow you'll see Eid, there'll be lots of people.
Inshallah,
up and down, and before.
Sometimes do you, like now, when you think about how far your community has come, the Muslims in Vancouver, you were just a few, now there's maybe 100,000 in the whole province.
It's about that. Because there is masajid everywhere now. There's masajid in Prince George, that's also under us.
Yeah.
And all other cities, there's masajid now. MashaAllah. And people, their population grow too, you know.
Mm-hmm. So the BC, British Columbia Muslim Association, this is where it began?
It began from here.
From here. And this is still the Ummul Masjid, the mother masjid of British Columbia.
British Columbia, yeah. So this is the, because after that, they bought Sari, there was a church, but there was some few acre land. So they bought that. And then people, there was nothing over there. But then people start buying house around the masjid in Sari.
Sure.
And that's the biggest jama over there now.
It's a different situation than downtown.
Yeah. That's 20 mile away from here.
Yeah.
It's for their community,
yeah.
Not for us.
It's not for downtown.
Downtown is the only, this is the only one.
Why is it still the only one? How come there wasn't another?
But at that time,
even recently, like, there's musallas, I see a few small.
Yeah. The reason is the property is expensive in Vancouver.
Yes, very.
Very expensive properties. And being an association, we didn't have any much money. And when at that time we collect the money, it was, people used to give a few dollars, slowly. And it took us time to pay this off. But now the property prices are in millions.
Yes.
So people cannot raise that much money in Vancouver.
Can't do it.
It's very hard.
So it's not a good decision to just buy a second location and
it's not prudent.
It's not for the community.
No.
It's not a good value.
Because the reason is any property they'll buy will cost them $2-3 million, $4 million.
Yes.
And which is very hard to raise that money. Even when we built the Richmond Mosque, I was the vice president at that time.
Okay.
And we bought 5-acre land. We have the land already. And then we start collecting the money. And there was one, the Imam Sharkawi, he was the main person from Egypt. So he went to Saudis and he collected some money from there. And we built the Richmond Mosque. The 5-acre land, now there's high school too in that property. So that was
a big project,
and it was very hard to raise the money locally because that much people didn't have that much money
at that time.
So Saudi gave that much money, not Saudi government, but the people of Saudi.
Right.
So I heard there 2-3 people, because Imam Sharkawi, he knew the Arabic, he went talk to them. So 2-3 people they gave him money, and we finished that mosque.
Alhamdulillah.
And later on the high school.
Yes.
That's a good project, big project. And then Sari, it's a big project. And then we built an episode. So there's another mosque.
Yeah, further outside.
Yeah,
outside of the lower mainland.
Yeah, in the lower mainland. And up to Prince George,
yes.
Alhamdulillah.
And I was there a few days ago.
So. Yeah. So that's also on the BCM.
Where we are, yeah.
So BCMA is one of the best organization in whole Canada that it has.
At a
provincial level.
Point of view.
Yeah. So many masajid. Not in other city, no organization have that many. They have individual,
yeah.
But not like BCMA.
Right.
So that's one part. That's a good part, actually.
It's a good one.
Yeah. So whenever there's something happen, we write all of them, they all come.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think every 2 months, 3 months, we have meetings too. So the representative from all the masajid, they come.
So you're all
and Victoria too.
Victoria.
That is also BCM.
Right.
I remember we collected money for that. That was very expensive. We raised the money for that and we built the mosque.
Mm-hmm.
There was a house actually. So we bought that, 2 houses.
And now it's a totally different building.
Totally different.
It's on the same land.
Yeah.
But it's a
But at that time, there were 2 houses, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Muhammad Iqbal, it's approaching Asr in a little while, so I will just appreciate to learn just a few, little bit about the history,
of this masjid, yeah.
Of this masjid and the history of, the British Columbia Muslim Association. So thank you, brother. It's the day 30, the last day of Ramadan 2016, and 30 masjids, says brother.
And this is the only masjid where you do iftar every day.
Every day, including today, the last day.
Last day.
The last day.
Every day there's iftar till we start this masjid, and people provide the food. Every day, one brother brings the food for everybody.
So that's almost 48 years, actually.
Yeah.
Somewhere like this, something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that. Every day there's iftar.
There's been iftar. 48 Ramadans every day.
And, so about 100 people every day. The iftar and everything.
Well, that's thousands, thousands of people, thousands of meals, thousands of breaking fast breakers.
And alhamdulillah, they come and eat, enjoy.
Perhaps we should leave it there because it's coming.
So get ready.
Inshallah.
And then after that, if you have any questions, you can talk.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Brother. Assalamu alaikum.
What's your name?